What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Mater Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
We're joined on the line by Michelle Carpenter, CEO of Rowing Ireland, who's in Cork, to hopefully join in the celebrations. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. This is a great dawning of the day for Rowing Ireland. So how are the pieces put in place for already a bronze and now a gold?
Well, you know, we've a solid program that we put in place after Rio. After Rio, we had three athletes. We had Sunita and we had the boys, Paul and Gary. And together with our high performance director, Antonio Mauro Giovanni, and our high performance committee, we put a solid program in place. And I guess that's resulted in all these athletes now competing in Tokyo. And we're incredibly proud of them. So look, it's great. Not only have we had good results here, incredible results, but we are also in a good place for Paris, which is only just 3 years away, you know.
Have you a Paris plan in place?
We most definitely have. Yes, we're already a year into Paris, or a good 6 months into it. So it's really important to think of that as well now, and keep the finger on the button and continue thinking of that, because as we've seen, there's highs and lows of sports. You know, the gold medal last night was incredible, and we're absolutely ecstatic. But that was followed last night as well with sheer disappointment for Sunita. So it's important that we keep the finger on the button, and we don't get too complacent as well, because sport is bitter as well.
Yeah, it shows the difficulty, I think I heard it said earlier, of the five-year cycle that we've had to Tokyo. Last year, now nothing is ever certain in life, but Sunita would have been a shoe-in for a medal this time last year.
Yeah, Sunita's double world champion and double European champion. And, you know, everyone was ready last year, but things can go wrong, and things can go wrong on the day as well. Conditions can be difficult. Lanes can be difficult, and we've seen that over the years with different athletes and different sports as well as rowing. So, you know, even after Sunita's race last night, Alice Eigler, the world champion from Germany, didn't make the final either. So you just never know in sports, do you? Things can go dramatically wrong very quickly.
In the lads' semi-final, we saw one of the boats actually capsize, which was very unusual, certainly in racing, because often when conditions are so bad, what will happen is the race will be postponed. So how difficult were the conditions in Tokyo, not just for the final, because the water seemed a bit flatter for the final, but right in the run through of all the heats?
Yeah, the course in Tokyo is right beside the sea. So those of us will remember, some of us will remember back to Rio, conditions were very difficult, races were postponed, and quite similar conditions in Tokyo, but it was very swirly. You would have seen the rowers row under a bridge, that was difficult, and there were different challenges along the way. The double that overturned, you know, sometimes you just lose an oar in the, you know, if it's wavy and that, and also that there was the humidity as well. There's been lots of athletes over the course of the regatta, you know, losing the grip on the oar because the humidity was so intense, you know. And you would have heard Paul and Fintan talking about training in their bathroom in Spain. They were training. It's funny, I was laughing there. Skibreen had a polytunnel last night. We had a polytunnel greenhouse in the National Rowing Centre where the athletes trained to acclimatise to Tokyo. So it's all about preparing and getting it ready. But you can't
Michelle,
control conditions.
Do you, Do you have all the resources that you need? Because I was watching, and I'm sure you may have seen it or heard of it anyway, the BBC series Gold Rush, which showed how they pumped hundreds of millions into their Olympic effort in order to get Team GB back up the medal table. And there's no doubt that, you know, money brings rewards. Do you have all the resources you need?
Well, look, Sport Ireland have been very supportive to us, and the high performance national high performance strategy was launched there prior to Tokyo. So we've great hope that the government and Sport Ireland have given a commitment to fund the successful sports and those and high performance sports. So we look forward to seeing that over the next few years. I think there's a clear understanding of what's needed to be successful in sport in Ireland, and we work hand in hand with Sport Ireland, who have been incredibly supportive. And obviously, we're not in the National Sports Campus in Dublin. We're in the National Rowing Centre in Ovens in Cork, so that's a great resource to have as well, that Sport Ireland have, you know, funded and committed, and the Department of Sport as well. So we look forward to seeing what the National High Performance Strategy will bring.
Yeah, because success brings its own rewards. People will see that if you put the money in, you will get results. And of course, boats cost a lot of money. And, you know, the same in sailing, for example, sails cost a lot of money as well as the boats. Unless you've got the resources, it's very hard for our guys to be competitive on the international stage. But I think you've demonstrated the point. Put the work in, put the money in, and you get the medals out.
Yeah, and I think there's a greater understanding of that. I mean, you compare where we are now to where we were, even Rio, even London, but then back when, you know, the likes of Neville Maxwell and Tony O'Connor rode in Atlanta, we've come a long way in Irish sport, and I think we're on, you know, the Sports Capital Grant Programme has been great as well to fund not only boats for Rowing Ireland, but boats around the country for our clubs as well, which is key for our grassroots programme. As Nuala said, you know, we need people coming up the ladder. You don't become an Olympian overnight, you know, and that's where our funding our clubs is integral as well.
Well, it's a fantastic day and loads of texts of congratulations coming in to us to pass on. But for the moment, Michelle Carpenter, CEO of Rowing Ireland in Cork, for the celebrations and the homecoming and all of that. Thank you very much for joining us.